Hare Krishna. To make sense of things by not thinking of the things that don't make sense is self-delusion. We all need to make sense of the things around us. Arts, sciences, religions, all these are means by which human beings have tried to make sense of the world around them. Now, most of us, because our mainstream culture is materialistic, we often adopt this materialistic worldview and make sense of things in terms of how they can help us to have a better material life. A better material life. That means we seek the things that give us pleasure, money, power, position, and we enjoy life in this way. However, the material, to make sense of things materialistically, requires us to conscientiously avoid thinking seriously about the one thing that is a total disruptor of all meaning at the material level. That disruptor of meaning at the material level is death. Everything that we have worked to achieve, all the relationships that we have strived to build, all of it will be null, made null and void, will be stripped away from it all at the time of death. Now, death can be so profoundly disorienting in our search for meaning that most of us prefer not to think about it. Now, of course, we can't make sense of everything in life. While living, we, for our day-to-day functioning, whatever is essential, we need to make sense of that. And there are many things which may not make sense because they are not relevant for us. But death is not irrelevant for us. Because death is something that is going to happen to us. And it is going to happen soon. In fact, as time passes, even if we die in old age, it's not that far away. But we just push it to the background of our consciousness and we go through the motions in our life thinking that I am doing well in my life. But we stay thus deluded. By not thinking about death, we stay in self-delusion, not understanding who we truly are and what we are truly meant to achieve in order to become happy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about 20 items of knowledge. In 13.8-12, and therein he states in 13.9 that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam, that to understand that actually old age, disease, death and rebirth, these are the inescapable evils of material existence. To keep our mortality straight in the in front of us, that will help us to prioritize and make sure that we do the things that matter. So, the Bhagavad Gita also helps us to understand that we are at our core spiritual beings. Adhyatma jnana tyatvam. So, spiritual knowledge is eternal. Spiritual knowledge tells us about the eternal reality. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. And then we philosophize to understand what is the real truth. And by this, we come to understand who we are. Spiritual beings, and then death, rather being like a terminator of existence and a disruptor of meaning, death becomes a pointer to higher meaning. It becomes a transition where we move from this level of existence to another level. And if we learn to live by honoring our spiritual nature, by practicing yoga which connects us with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna, then that transition of death becomes an elevation where we become united with Krishna. So, by seeking a worldview that incorporates death, the reality, the finality of death in its scope, and then gives us a sense of meaning and purpose that transcends death, that is the way we can truly make our life meaningful and fruitful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.